Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Faribault man's in jail after allegedly stabbing another. According to the criminal complaint, 27-year-old Bashar Ali Muhammad stabbed the victim in the head and face and punched him multiple times, sending the man to the hospital with deep wounds. The two live in the Redstone Apartments. Muhammad's on the first floor, the victim on the third. This was the third call police received Saturday night to that location. They'd already separated the men on a previous call. When the officer arrived the last time, he saw Muhammad on top of the victim outside that man's apartment, punching and strangling him, a significant amount of blood on the victim floor and walls. Muhammad did not obey commands to drop a knife and show his hands. Several other officers assisted and eventually tased him. The knife was about 12 inches long. The victim was transported to the hospital, where he received staples in his head. He told officers that the men know each other, work at the same place, and are from the same tribe, and are not friends. Muhammad was given a breath test and blew a .25. He's charged with second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon, causing substantial bodily harm, as well as second-degree assault with a weapon. The most serious charge carries up to 10 years in prison. According to the Sun This Week newspaper, Robert Bierman of Bierman's Home Furnishings in Northfield was endorsed by the DFL party last Tuesday for the District 57A House of Representatives seat, which covers the Dakota County portion of Northfield. Bierman, who lives in Apple Valley, was one of five people who filed with just 48 hours left in the filing period after incumbent Representative Erin May Quaid announced her plans to join Aaron Murphy's DFL-endorsed gubernatorial ticket. Other candidates include Jake Cassidy, Linda Garrett Johnson, Kyle Koch, and Roxanne Mindeman. A primary election will be held on August 14th. The winner of the primary will face off against GOP-endorsed Matt London, a real estate broker and graduate of Apple Valley High School, on November 6th. And the Community Action Center of Northfield has hired a new executive director. After 18 years, Executive Director Jim Blaha will be retiring, and Scott Wapata will be taking his place. Wapata, a Northfield resident, will officially begin his new role on September 17th. However, he'll be working alongside CAC team members and Blaha throughout the summer. As executive director, Wapata will help guide the long-term strategic vision of the CAC, manage fiscal matters, and drive fundraising efforts, among other duties. Wapata, a St. Olaf graduate, brings with him extensive experience in nonprofit management, most recently as executive director of the Northfield Union of Youth. The CAC is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to providing programs that meet the basic needs of individuals and families. He and Blaha will be in studio Monday morning at 7:20 on the Jeff Johnson Morning Show. News from around the state is next.